Editor. Thank you, Mr. Westover, for caring about the climate crisis. I am hoping you walk, ride your bike, or skateboard from Roberts Creek to wherever you go in the community. Although it may not seem necessary to transport wood for the cabin stoves in the Tetrahedron Park, that is not the sole purpose of the helicopter use. What goes in must come out, including solid waste from the outhouses of the cabins, which is transported as part of the servicing of the park facilities. Can you imagine what would happen to the furniture and building materials of the cabins and the surrounding foliage if no seasoned wood was there to use? The volunteers who maintain and upgrade the decks, stairs, roofs, etc. require the materials to be delivered by the helicopter that brings the wood and takes away the poop. The wood stove was a blessing to me, having hiked to McNair Cabin in the middle of June last year through ankle-deep bogs and a foot of snow to reach our destination. Our boots were able to be dry by morning for the hike out. My pack with food for one day and change of clothes plus sleeping bag was all I could manage over the mainly uphill 5-hour trek, so taking an extra log would have been out of the question for me at age 74. It is an honor to be able to access a protected wilderness in order to appreciate our watershed and the challenges of securing our water supply. Thanks to the visionary folks who recognized the value of designating the area as a park in the 1990s and continue to work to maintain the area through fundraisers like the Banff Mountain Film Festival. Those same folks continue as volunteers and champions of the environment. Fortunately, electrification of flying machines is developing to the point we will have hybrid or fully electric transport available to ease off the use of fossil fuels. Yours truly, Mary Findlay, Hopkins Landing.